I turned myself in a precise east-west orientation, stiffened my tail, took three deep breaths, and began barking. And fellas, we're talking about deep, heavy-duty osmotic barkings. The kind that rumble into the distance and cause full-grown cottonwood trees to rattle and shake. Yes, sir, we had launched ourselves into some serious barking. I barked, and I barked. Then I barked, and I barked. Then I threw everything I had into it, and I barked, and I barked, and I barked. You probably think that the sun came shooting up from below the horizon. I had kind of expected that myself, to be honest about it, but something had... Once in a while, we get the wrong mix of... Okay, maybe the sun didn't exactly come skipping into view, but I hasten to add that I did notice a few streak peaks of light on the horizon. Pink streaks, I should say, on the horizon. A sure indication that while the sun may have been too lazy and dumb to leap into view, it had heard my massive barkings and was at least thinking of... It didn't go just exactly as I had planned. But even more important was the fact that my amazing burst of barking seemed to have triggered a mysterious echo effect. Yes, sir. I'd never heard anything quite like it. See, after launching three huge rounds of barking, I paused to catch my breath and to, well, to watch the sun leap into the air, which we already know didn't happen. But what did happen was that suddenly and all at once, I began to hear my own barks returning. I was amazed by this at first, but then it began to make sense. Your high-energy osmotic barkings will sometimes travel hundreds of miles, strike a solid object, such as a mountain range or a grain elevator, and then return to the ear of the barker. You've heard of your radar and your sonar? Same deal. High energy pulses of osmotic so forth bouncing off a whatever and coming back. But the amazing thing about this deal was that the barks kept coming. According to our records at data control, we had launched, let's see, 2 + 2 + 3 = 7. We had launched exactly 7 barks. But do you know how many barks came back? Not 7, as you might have guessed, but 11. Yes, sir, we had launched 7 and 11 had returned. This was very strange indeed. We put data control to work on it right away, crunching the numbers and searching for a pattern here. At last, we got the solution. Here's what it said, and this is an exact quote. 7 come 11, they must be shooting dice.